Okay. Look, you have something to say. I have something to say. All right. So let's just talk. Okay.
Well, fuck. Let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
Do not attempt to adjust your dial. You are about to embark on a journey with four extraordinary men.
JX, yeah, he's in your face to the extreme!
Looked him dead in his face and said, we never landed on the moon.
Jeff Murphy, with his power of legendary Jeff shit.
Where Jeff makes himself an asshole, and people are like, oh, that's legendary.
Everyone loves him.
Dude, legendary.
Jay Skeezy, with his power of rapier wit.
This guy looks me dead in the face and says, we never landed on the moon? I said, where do you think we are right now? The moon.
And Jim Scampoli, with his power of passive-aggressive ponage.
We are the Eric Clapton of podcasts. That was said by Mick Jagger himself, said that we were the Eric Clapton of podcasts, which by definition makes us better than Billy Joel.
Scream!
Years combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim
and Jeff.
Who was he? Who the fuck was he? You're the beginning. Hooray!
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
I did everything right. I did everything right and they indicted me.
Churro. Churros.
Oh! 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 Oh!
The cheese tax.
It's me.
Oh, the highways are jammed with broken heroes on a last chance power drive, ladies and germs. Welcome, my friends. This is Jim and Jeff. Who would have thought there was fucking Mooncope in the intro to Jim and Jeff? Not me. I wouldn't have thought it until I just heard it again.
No, we were never mooncoping. We were always anti-moon. We've been anti-moon since day one. And you know who isn't in that intro? Mooncoper himself.
Yeah, Mooncope Mike.
You know who isn't in the
Man
room?
Crush Mike.
You know who isn't on the moon? Mike. Nobody. You know who isn't on the moon? No one. Ever. It's Mooncope.
It's the Mooncope Show. Welcome, ladies and germs. This, my friends, is Jim and Jeff. It's Friday night. We're damn near, I mean, we're not quite on time, but we're damn near on time this week.
Yeah.
So it was only like a 7:15-ish time start. Last week, we didn't start till like almost 8 o'clock, but
what
that's because
hell?
We had to watch, we watched a horror movie.
What the hell? I wasn't there to get you hooligans in line.
That's true. No, that's absolutely true.
I was too busy sucking dick.
He was too busy sucking down cocks as much as he could.
Too busy sucking dick. I love dick.
Damn near on time. Kick.com/Jim and Them. This, my friends, is a comedy show. Shout outs to the motherfucking real ones in the chat.
Woo.
10 pairs of Jordans, Employee 75, Daewoo, Stacks, of course.
Yeah.
The realest of the real. Thank you so much.
Drip all around to all the haters and the fucking...
Haters and losers?
Haters and the losers. They can't help that they have no drip. So we're giving them drip.
Oh, and also, yes, thank you to Grant for the sub before the start of the show.
Yeah. A lot of people
appreciate that. People forget about the subs, dude.
People, well, they forget about the subs. They can do TTS if they're feeling nasty.
Yes, you got TTS on hand if you're a subscriber. If you're a YouTube subscriber, which I know Grant is as well,
whew.
I did not forget to upload last week's show. Right now, we're on a little strike situation.
Oh,
I can't.
No.
They fucked me.
On what?
On our discussion of Deepfake Love, the Netflix show.
What?
I put a quick clip up, and I know we made a fucking, like, I know we made the joke of how, like, they're fucking underneath the blankets or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a quick clip from the trailer we watched where you see, like, a girl in a thong.
Oh, so it's, like, a sexual content strike?
Yes, which makes no sense because we've watched WAP and we've watched fucking, what's Eat My Ass? Like, oh, Bongos. Like, we've watched, there's plenty of worse shit on YouTube for us to fuck with us.
It's because YouTube hates white butts.
Yeah, no.
Or
totally.
Latina butts. I don't know. I assume it's Latina butts from that on there. You can have all the WAP you want. But you bring one white ass pussy into the equation and suddenly the world goes crazy.
That short had like 7,000 or 8,000 views or something, mostly because some weird news site linked it in their article about the show. I think because there's awesome. No, like, I guess maybe Netflix kind of knew because there's no real trailer for that online. What? Remember we had to dig around to find it.
That's so funny that, like, is it like a real news source or is it like the Indian Times?
No, it's some sort of SEO clickbait nonsense page, but
we somehow got wrapped up in it.
In there, yeah, because I was like, where's all this traffic coming from? And I clicked the link and it was some weird article about the show, but then the video they linked was our video, just us discussing that quick clip. So I don't know if because it was getting views, we got like bullshit for it, but yeah. I just keep writing back to their support. I'm like, this is nonsense. And I'm sending them link after link of like, what about this video? What about this video? Are you serious? And they're like, well, we can't comment on that for privacy concerns. We can't comment on those other videos.
They hate when we get views.
No, that's exactly.
YouTube really hates when we get views. They strike us every time.
YouTube gets upset when Jim and them gets views. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So I haven't forgot you. People, please stay. If you're subscribed on the YouTube, please stay subscribed.
Yeah.
I'm keeping the VODs up on the Kick for now in the meantime, and then I'll get them back up on the YouTube feed once I can upload again.
Get on the Kick, make a TTS saying that YouTube is gay, and then get back to us in the Kick live.
Then it pops up on the YouTube because it gets uploaded to the YouTube.
when we can.
Oh, shit. Let me update my shit.
Uh-oh.
No, it's just it's something dumb. It's not a big deal. It's just that I put us under watch party because last I was streaming on
a big zombie stream.
Yes, yeah, we watched Boys. Dawn of the Dead and we watched
Shaun of the Dead.
It was great. It's
the same thing.
No, it's not the same. That's a great back to back, right?
No,
there.
I know, but I mean, like the words. You're like, what is it?
exactly.
The pun.
Yeah. What was the show?
I think it's Mike of the Dead. Bangers. Shout outs Ken Faree, who just had a birthday, maybe. I'm guessing.
I'm sure.
He's
sure
still alive. Hell yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for the donation.
Thank you for the JJs.
Yeah, that was, and it was a YouTube L before that. YouTube L,
it is a YouTube L. I love the TTS.
Yeah,
I know Mike was worried about the TTS.
I know,
that's why we kicked him off the show. Yeah.
I really think there was the dude in the chat last week, Dirk Diggler. I really think he thought you left the show because you weren't on the show last week. And remember before you had said, like, if you guys want me to quit the show after the trip, I will. And so I think someone really thought like you were done because he was upset. He was upset with Mike in the chat. Like he kept just talking shit about Mike and he'd mentioned that Jeff's not here because he quit. And I was just like, I was like, I'm not even going to address this. I don't know what's going on in the chat here right now.
We said
you were at Skankfest. Like, we literally talked about what happened and how you lucked into.
Well, no, you painted fucking, that story
yeah,
because
exactly.
I did
made
quit
it
the
up.
Show,
yeah,
actually, no. because of what happened on the trip. And I totally remember saying I was going to quit the show after the trip. I think probably 2 weeks before that because it sounds like Meltdown, Jeff. It doesn't
yeah,
sound
it was like
3 the week
weeks
before.
Before.
Yeah.
Three. It was so, a few weeks before. Yeah.
I like that someone's so in on the lore that I don't even remember where he's like, when he. Well, 3 weeks ago when Jeff was drunk as hell and he said he was going to quit the show because nobody likes him.
And now here we are, the show after Orlando, and Jeff's not there.
Great, Mike. That's why Mike's gone, because we kicked him off the show because of Dirk. So thanks, Dirk. I believe in you.
He is our top lifetime top gifter in our chat ranks right now. But he's probably gone because I think he just thought you quit the show.
We can never catch a break. We post ass on YouTube all the live long day, and we fucking get banned for one Latina butt.
Yeah, one thong butt from a trailer.
A whale tail.
When meanwhile there's ass and titties all over YouTube.
Yeah.
And porn, basically.
We got a bunch of Indian boys horny on whatever website posted that shit.
I saw one of your tweets. Did Legion of Skanks accidentally upload one of their shows to YouTube with like naked girls on it
or
something?
They uploaded
like
with straight porn.
Yeah. The producer just always misses that shit.
Yeah. I don't know. The thing is, all these popular podcasts are just as bad or worse than us as far as like that type of shit.
And yeah.
They just get a pass. But yeah, they got their... Legion of Skanks got shut down because they literally just like didn't censor out porn in a thing. I don't know if it's
like,
guy.
But it's also like... They have a dude whose job that is. It's not like...
Not anymore, apparently, because he needed to get paid $100 to make the Regs logo. We're getting into fucking Skanks. Yeah.
Well, I just mean because it's like, I mean, I do all that shit.
Yeah.
I host the show and do that shit. It's not that hard.
You're a one-man band.
But it would be much easier if I wasn't hosting and I'm just like watching and I just make a timestamp. All right.
Yeah.
Make sure we put this out instead of just like uploading the fucking...
The guy whose job is to edit out the fucks and shits in the first 10 minutes forgot the hardcore porn. He's like, oh, fuck. But also that's totally understandable. It's like deep in the show. And you're like, oh, yeah. At one point we put hardcore porn on the screen because Gas Digital will air that.
But it makes some notes for yourself. God damn.
No. Oh, yeah, fuck them.
Yeah.
I don't think
that the dude that got fired?
I don't think so.
Was that the new person that just started?
It's probably just some intern that doesn't get paid.
Yeah,
so it's probably Lewis's new girlfriend.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, fuck that guy. That guy's gay.
The guy that quit. You're talking about the guy that quit, right?
I don't even remember his name. Yeah, but the guy that quit and tried to, like, air them out.
Yeah, there was, for podcast drama alerts, this was a few weeks ago when we were in Orlando, there was some... Legion of Skanks drama where their longtime producer quit and was kind of talking shit about Lewis and how he treat Bobby Hutchinson. Thank you, King Jams.
But he like he basically aired out that he gets paid really well or comparatively well to everyone else and like
I guess for I get it if you're talking New York, but also you're a podcast guy or whatever.
You're
plus,
the behind the scenes podcast editor that has like equity.
What did
like
he made? He made like $50K or something.
Yeah,
but then from Lewis's point of view, Lewis J. Gomez, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. From what I heard him talking, he's like, I don't know offhand what he makes a year, but he also makes other like between what he gets paid just as a producer, but also he gets paid for other things like Skankfest work or. What other podcast work, something or other.
Yeah, when I was, you know,
I think it was a little in the middle. I'm sure the guy felt like he was treated like shit because, you know, that's always the bit.
Yeah.
You always treat your staff like
shit. But he's
shit.
Not like a guy that's even like on the show that gets treated like shit. He's like a guy that gets money to like be an executive producer for the show on there. Like he's not like a guy that they're like, this guy sucks.
Yeah, it's not the guy where they just openly mock like the old Howard Stern gag of like you openly mock your producer or your
Well,
your
and
crew.
Like you should openly mock the producer. Like their job is to turn buttons and knobs. You're the talent, and you have to turn buttons and knobs.
Yes, yeah.
So we should praise and suck you.
I mean, O&A. Like I mean, it's a kind of a time waster. Because you'd be able to kill an hour just making fun of an intern or a producer or something like that.
But it's funny as a listener.
It can be funny, yeah. And that person gets to be kind of a character. On the show.
Yeah.
And also, speaking of O&A, I didn't even know about this till like yesterday. Apparently, Anthony had a heart attack or something. Anthony Cumia.
Vaxxed?
He posted a... I can't imagine he's vaxxed. But maybe just for travel. Because some people... Well, because he posted this awful hospital picture.
That's one of the best pictures I've ever seen of him.
Let me pull it up real quick.
Like a toothache headband on like a cartoon.
I mean, he does make a joke about his headband is that he's trying to look like Gino Bisconte for people that
know
that
got
reference.
His jaw broke? Yeah, remember Gino got his jaw broke? Remember?
But even, I mean, Opie actually had somewhat amusing tweets about this.
He had
a Photoshop picture of like Patrice up in heaven, and then Ant was like trying to go there, and he's like, nope, other way, pal, something like that.
That's corny.
And then some, I mean, it's just kind of funny to goof
on him
because
someone
in
is
the
dying.
He's in the hospital.
Respect.
And what was the other one? The other one was him as like the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz.
That's good. I want to see that one. I like that one. Yeah. Also, this isn't Anthony's dead. Read this. He's like, feel great listening to the doctors and doing physical therapy. No way.
Yeah. Love you guys. Love yous guys. Did he say anything to Ope? Because Opie was doing it. You also get the impression that it was in the spirit of that's how their show was. Yes.
He actually like was funny on accident.
Yeah, I mean, Opie has fallen, I mean, hard.
Yeah,
like,
for all the hate that Anthony gets, he's still...
He does these live streams and there's like 40 people there, and the guy used to be like a fucking... The guy used to be a radio millionaire.
He's an institution.
His fucking Patrice. Patrice is God. Surprise, you need to head in the other direction.
Also, really bad Photoshop, and it doesn't really make a lot of sense. Yeah. Like, he made his own meme format, but... That's good.
And then, yeah, him as the Tin Man. It's just weird because, I listened to ONA for,
20 years?
It's like 15 years at least. Yeah. I mean, from like 2001, 2002-ish. Well, then they were off for a couple of years because they got fired from regular radio, then they came back to Sirius.
We were
doing
XM. A show when that happened, right? Or no?
Well, no, that was a second. That was a different time they got fired. They got fired from regular, like terrestrial radio for having a couple have sex in a church for their. They used to have Sex for Sam. It was a competition where you had couples go all around the city. You get points for, like, if you did it on the subway, you'd get like 2 points. If you did it in the ass, you get a bonus point. Like. And one couple, yeah, they went into St. Pat's Church or something like that, and they got kicked off the air. But the company paid them. It was worth more to pay out their contracts for 2 years than to let them go somewhere else.
It's so funny that they wouldn't even be touched now if they did that. It would just be like incredible content.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were getting paid, you know, I assume millions. I know they were getting paid quite a bit, and they just paid them more. And then they... So that, I mean, obviously, and I've talked a lot about, like, one of the reasons why we do a podcast is because of Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, I mean,
and Ron and Fez.
I just, a couple years ago, got into podcasts. I've been doing a podcast for 15 years.
To be fair, I mean, as corny and cheesy as both Opie and Anthony are now, the blueprint for what podcasts are, and even especially to an extent of what Joe Rogan is, it's because of Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, and everyone.
And obviously Howard Stern as well. But I mean, but Stern was more like, hey, I'm the main guy. ONA were like, you know, they were bringing in Louis C.K., Patrice O'Neill, whoever, and they would just hang for hours and bullshit.
Well, and all the comics that are on podcasts and stuff listen to Opie and Anthony or were on it. Like they were all like, I love Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, there's like, it's all kind of, I mean, and obviously like Robert Kelly did with a lot of the younger comedians that came up through his show and have their own podcast now. Like,
yeah,
it's very incestuous.
Well, Robert Kelly did the smart move and made zero money on podcasting and inspired everyone else to do it. They still make fun of him for that shit. But yeah.
But yeah, that's what I was going to say. So I listened to them for so long, even to the point, like I've mentioned how when I used to just let stuff play in the background while I was working, I would have Jim and Sam on, which is the worst horseshit ever. Just because I'm an extension of ONA, that I really was thinking like, oh fuck, like if Anthony died, I'd probably still be pretty upset.
Yeah.
Even though he's a fucking piece of shit, like probably a self-titled even piece of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, between I don't know, beating up his young girlfriends or
his racism,
biting her arm or whatever he did something, and I guess racism and his guns. But he's still one of the funniest dudes I've ever heard before. It's just so wild how like when they started doing their own thing, it was the worst.
Yeah. He's still great when he pops up on like Legion of Skanks and stuff. He's very funny.
Yes, yeah. When he has to do his own show, he's like still. I mean, again, I haven't checked out his show in years.
Yeah, nobody has.
But I remember when I would like when he first started doing it, I would check it out, and he was so uncomfortable and like a little awkward.
Which is weird, yeah.
And I think he still probably does it where he'd be like, ugh, look at my hair. Got to go to John Sahag and do all this nonsense because he was in that, you know, Mike 2 seat for so long where someone who's shittier like Opie would set something up and then he would be able to just make jokes about it.
Oh, really? Yeah, I guess I never thought about it. He's just like he's me. He just is there and is funny. And Opie, yeah. Like, actually, like, had to prepare.
Yeah,
which is crazy
then,
that Opie sucks now.
Yeah, exactly. But then also, that was to his strength because Opie's obviously not that funny.
Yeah.
But he can control the show a bit. So I don't know. I don't know if people even care about this. This is just like going into, you know, the old theory of talk radio, theater of the mind, if you will.
Yeah.
But no, I'd be upset. I'd be upset if he passed away.
Yeah. And I mean, he's definitely one of your heroes. I think it's easy to say.
Seeing him like old Trampa, they used to. I don't know where the ONA subreddit is these days.
They're probably still talking shit.
And yeah, they used to call him Trampa because there was some tranny that he used to text or hang out with or something like that. I don't know. It's the whole deep levels of you're such a fan that you hate something. And that doesn't just happen with ONA. That happens with like
Fighter
anything
and Kid
big.
Is all just yeah. People like that. Yeah.
And I guess it just shows how big you have someone that's such a big fan of you for so long that they hate your fucking guts now.
Yeah, we need that. Who hates our guts?
Oh, Jams, they have their own. The ONA Reddit has a site now. You have to send me that. Maybe you've sent me that in the past.
I wonder what the URL is. It's got to be funny.
Well, speaking of, because you mentioned Fighter and the Kid, and we've mentioned Legion of Skanks. You went to Skankfest, so
yeah.
So how did you get the ticket? Set this up.
Well, I was always going to hang out with this Philly comic that was in town on there, Miguel. Shout out to Miguel. And I was just like, yeah, I'll drive you to like Target and get you supplies and stuff. Because apparently he wasn't allowed to check a bag with whatever ticket he had on there. He
was like Spirit. Was it like that cheap of a flight?
Something like that where he just had like his what he was carrying and like his clothes. So I took him to a thrift store and I took him to Target to get like essentials and stuff. And then when I went back to his room, his friend that was just like a fan of like in the same like me basically that just had his fiance couldn't go. He's like, I was like talking about I was gonna hang out with him and then leave, and then he's like, oh well, you're in luck. Here's a 4-day pass. I'm
wow.
Like, oh, okay, let's go. And there was awesome. And yeah, Skankfest was awesome this year. I think it was better than last year for sure. On there, they had shit a little bit more figured out. But yeah, I walked in and yeah, it was like. It was like I made it up. The first thing we walked into was the Real Ass Podcast, and the guest was Sam Hyde. And I was like, oh, perfect on there. And then, I don't know, I had a group of people that were basically like if I was hanging out with the goon equivalent of fans of all the podcasts I watch. On
so
there.
Has there been Sam Hyde, Skank, Legion
no.
of Skank crossover in the past?
No.
No?
That's why it was like, because I even like, because Sam Hyde was posting like, oh, I gotta work on my stand-up and we're doing this here or whatever beforehand. I was like, oh, but Sam Hyde's definitely going to Skankfest, and I was just kind of throwing that out there maybe, and then it was announced like when the dates came out. I was like, ah,
yeah.
And then yeah, he did stand-up, he did a preview of World Peace 2, which is like his, you know, his show or whatever.
Sure.
That was canceled from Adult Swim.
Yeah.
And he was the first guest on like the secret show that you wouldn't even like. We didn't even get to go last year because those are like the more expensive tickets that you have the party beforehand where mm-hmm. Seven Dust played on there. I missed Seven Dust this year. The rumor was ICP was going to be there. I was
yeah.
like, there's no way.
But it was ICP was there though. But they
Violent
just didn't.
J.
Well, Violent
yeah.
J was there.
He showed up. So
but he didn't perform.
Yeah. But, yeah, they came out, and then, yeah, I spent 2 out of 3 days at Skankfest with basically the goons of those podcasts, and it was really cool.
What is the Dad Meat podcast?
Dad Meat is a Philly podcast. It's Mike Rainey, the guy, the Disney guy, and Tim Butterly
okay.
on there. And then all the Philly guys are just, like, offshoots kind of Shane and his podcast, like, their friends and their scene.
So did those guys blow up because Shane blew up?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, like, they have a great podcast, but yeah, they basically were like friends of Shane and would be on Shane's stuff. And then, yeah, they're all just sort of comedians in Philadelphia that...
Now, who's Butterfly in the Rain Train? Oh, that's Mike Rainey?
Butterly, yeah.
Butterly, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mike Rainey and Butterly, yeah. That's Dad Meat. And it's a very funny podcast. Their fans are the Fat Gay Retards, so we fit right in. And yeah, it's just hanging out. Got to meet a lot of those people and like be on, or not be on, but like go to the podcasts and stuff that I enjoyed and skip the lines and stuff like that. It was very cool.
Man, Shane fucking put Philly on the map, Philly comedy on the
map. And everyone,
dude.
I really like everyone in Philly. They had their own Philly show that was so much funnier than like every other like showcase on there. Like Philly comedy is really funny. Like Durag and the Deer Tag. They were the guys that I kind of know on Twitter, and I met all of them and then got to like sneak into their podcast and stuff and be like the only one there. And
well,
yeah.
What's funny is
I was just the fanboy.
Yeah.
I was Jake Mahoney.
Well, what was funny is because I saw your tweet of this, because I guess apparently the people you were with, they posted like this group picture where they're all like, yeah, Skankfest.
Everyone's
and then you
here.
Pointed out that you just kind of see your hair kind of in the corner.
Yeah. Well, because like last year, I basically like, I like joined all the Discords and like community like after Skankfest, and all those people were just there. And yeah, we probably would have had a better time and skipped lines and stuff if we were just hanging with them. Because they're very interactive. They're like us, basically. Like Dad Meat is like knows all their fans and like we'll meet them. And I mean, everyone there is very cool. Like, I mean, I probably could have hung out with Sam Hyde if I wasn't so scared of him.
Yeah.
But like they, it was awesome. It was a great time. I had a blast.
So, well, World Peace, has he not done season two before? Mm-hmm. Has it been? Because that was like a decade ago.
Because it basically got blackballed after MDE got kicked off Adult Swim because of Tim Heidecker. So like he does his own thing on like the Gumroad and stuff. Like he can't even have like Patreon and stuff. So like
that's right. Yeah, because like, he was. Yeah, okay.
So
I've
like,
heard about this.
And but like then Fish Tank happened and they made like $1 billion.
So since that blew up, that's why he's able to kind of do more like go in and do sketches again or do like a sketch show again.
I mean, they put a lot of money into it, I think. They were always doing sketches and stuff, but
it wasn't considered like, because now he's saying this is what, World Peace season two or two?
Yeah,
World Peace two,
because he always, the way he like releases his stuff is like he'll call it something and then it's like basically a season of something. Like he had Happy World Daddy and other things. Mm. And then Million Dollar Extreme was like basically their YouTube that then got put on Adult Swim, and they got money to make the one season, which is awesome. And then they hadn't really done, I don't even know when that was, probably like 2010 or 12 when that cancellation happened.
Yeah,
on there. But yeah, they got funding and stuff, and then they made so much money on Fish Tank that they like.
Well, so do you think, is it because of Fish Tank that he's like blowing up? Because of what? I think I saw a tweet today about how Doja Cat was wearing Sam Hyde shirt.
Doja Cat's always been like a 4chan person. So she's
She's been open about that, but I don't, it just feels like weirdly now that she's wearing a Sam Hyde shirt. But
yeah.
maybe it's just me because I'm around you and you talk about it more. So now it feels like it's everywhere when But I've always been aware of Sam Hyde, but I just haven't heard about him as much.
Well, and he was always, I'm a new Sam Hyde fan. I really, it's so funny, like, I became a fan basically because of the iDubbbz documentary.
It
backfired hardcore because he did his documentary trying to expose him, and then he basically lied to iDubbbz about everything and then had his own documentary about how they gaslit him and stuff, and then I was like, this is great, and then I checked out all this stuff because of that. But yeah, he's like, It's awesome. It's cool to see because it is all grassroots and like they funded everything and then now they're starting to get like it's weird when one of the podcasts I was on was like some pedophile guy is letting the N-word fly or whatever. I was like, you don't know who Sam Hyde is? and these people are like just a little bit older than I am. I don't know, but
maybe it is just kind of those because that was the other thing. I heard a lot about that as well.
It's
maybe
a great
just
watch.
Been having a good past 2 years. Like, well, these things keep because it feels like almost like a like I was always aware of Cumtown, and then it feels like 1 year all of a sudden there was this huge, like, I was just seeing Cumtown referenced in other circles.
Yeah.
And now it feels like a similar thing is happening, because, like, I've always been aware of Sam Hyde. I haven't, like, seeked out a ton of his stuff.
Uh-huh.
But now it feels like I'm just stumbling into people mentioning
yeah.
him.
He's becoming,
or his projects,
like,
more
undeniable past the cancellation, because he's just doing his own thing and also making money doing it. And then people are recognizing it. And, yeah, like, he never does podcasts and stuff, so it was cool to see him do that. And then he doesn't do stand-up, but he did stand-up, and it was really funny. And I saw, like, he had, like, guys from Fish Tank there, so, like,
yeah.
I got to meet people from Fish Tank. And yeah, it's cool. It's weird being, like, a fan of podcasts. Like, I'm the guys that come here and hang out. Like, when I watched Do-Rag and the Deer Tag, I was just, like, asking, where should I stand and what should I do and what can I help with? Or do you need anything? Because I just, like, I don't want to be annoying while I'm in the green room or whatever, you know? But yeah, we're up next. We just gotta get in.
Yeah, we ain't up next.
Nah,
we've been up next for fucking decades.
We're up next, dude.
Yeah, we are up next. Remember those guys? Remember the Miracle commentary?
Yeah. I didn't get a pick with Violent J. I didn't see any of his stuff. I should have got a pick with Violent J.
Oh, that'd have been great.
But I was just having a great time out in Skankfest. It was a great week, Disney World, and then. I got a surprise Skankfest thing that I wanted to go to, and they're talking about Skankfest being in Vegas again next year. It's all coming up, Jeff.
Well, yeah, it was weird because at first Lewis was making it seem like he would maybe do it somewhere else,
Florida,
because he was
yeah.
just talking about, you know, like, he's just spitballing on social media about ticket prices and maybe making them a little bit more, so it's a little bit more exclusive, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if we found, like, a cheaper city, not that Vegas, but then he, like, clarified, it's not that Vegas is expensive, it's just more expensive to bring everyone out
yeah.
and put them up.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was closer to New York, since they're already in New York.
Yeah. I mean, apparently that venue, like, halfway through, just came to him and was like, what would it take to just do this here again or whatever?
Yeah. Maybe this was part of the marketing tactics. Maybe he was putting that shit out there, because then he started being like, that other video, it kind of had a thing of, like, Skankfest Vegas, or it was like, see you next year. Like, it had a weird hint
yeah.
that almost felt like it was going to be. And
I
then
think
he
they
started
offered him
saying,
a bunch of money.
Because then he also, yeah, he had a later tweet, like, towards the end, that was something like, the
infrastructure's already here.
It's what's the name of the venue?
Notoriety.
Yeah, he's like, Notoriety is just perfect layout for what we try to do.
It's
or
not. But I'm all on board just because it brings people back here. I'm like, let's not do Florida. Let's do it here. But yeah, it looks like Skankfest is going to be here. It's really cool. I mean, it is a cool... I mean, even you saw that the comics are just there and walking around.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, if you want to go talk to them, they're all pretty cool on there. I got to meet, you know, all the people I wanted to meet and got to see all the shows I wanted to see. I had a better plan this year, not only just having people to go with, but kind of knowing how the lines work now, and that you can just go in kind of after the line, or, you know, just go sit in a room and watch some stand-up and then go see the thing you want, because... pretty easy to walk into the Yo Kratom room. That's just a big room on there.
Or you just kind of, like, walk past the line.
You just walk to the front and be like,
yeah.
show your badge or whatever. It was, for all the talks of, like, more security and stuff, it was way less even than last
and
time.
Yeah, when we went that last year, it was like, I was like, do I need this badge? I don't think I really even need it.
Yeah, you really only need the badge to get up, like, the second set of stairs, and then you kind of just do what you want from that point on there. And then, yeah, knowing people that were on podcasts that are there from the internet, and then they're, like, happy to see you, and they'll let you hang out. You can just get into stuff.
Did you see the Fish Tank, the edits, or no?
It's not out yet. It's coming.
I thought they premiered, like, an episode at Skankfest.
Oh, I didn't see World... No, there was a World Peace thing, but I saw... what did I see? I saw another podcast I wanted to see at the time. I think I saw some sort of stand-up or something at the time. But I'll see World Peace, so I wasn't mad about that on there. I saw Sam Hyde do stand-up which was not like something you'll be able to see somewhere. So that was cool.
How'd he do?
It was really funny. I mean, he was just reading from pages, but it was all about Chinese people and other races smelling bad.
I saw the clip, I think. Yeah. Was War Mode still not there? They weren't there last year.
Well, Spud's in Paris, and then...
what the fuck is Spud doing in Paris?
Getting footage. He has like a...
Is he protesting something?
Because the whole... The Spud's never like... traveled, so they're letting him Spud travel.
You're telling me Spud's never traveled.
Spud's never had money, but now they're making money, so Spud's traveling. He was with Sam Talon in Paris, and then a lot of War Mode shirts and talk. I mean, War Mode's getting bigger every day on there, and I was hoping to see
War
Billy.
Mode's another Philly thing, right?
Yeah, Matt from Shane's. Matt and Shane's brother, Billy, does War Mode.
Those people don't know what they did when they got Shane kicked off SNL. If Shane was on SNL, Philly would not be blowing it up right now.
No, no, no. And it's awesome. Philly is very funny.
They fucked up, dude.
Yeah. They really, yeah.
But weren't you also cheering for the Eagles and shit? Do you like the Eagles?
I'll cheer, but I'll be the good friend of...
You would never
not,
do that to us, though.
I would
you
cheer
would
the Patriots
do.
If they're not playing
no,
the
wouldn't.
Niners. I would. If you were in the Super Bowl, one of my best Super Bowl moments is the pick because
right.
It was against Seattle. I would never have a second favorite team unless...
I mean, Mike is on record having a second favorite team.
But
I'm trying to think. I don't know, man. I don't think you would cheer. I don't think. I still don't know.
When
I guess,
the Eagles are playing the Commanders,
yeah,
I don't have
enough.
A. Yeah, like if the Eagles are playing Philly, I would
fair
talk
enough.
Shit. But like, yeah, and like they had a really good game that was close, and it was cool to see it in Circa, and then they somehow won at the end, and yeah, and I'm just trying to ingratiate myself so that we're up next. Yeah.
Are you are you ashamed to talk about our podcast to your Philly friends because we talk about? Theme parks and stuff on here.
No, Mike Rainey. That it was an inn with Mike Rainey and his wife.
No, I'm not talking about to Mike Rainey. I'm talking about like your Philly, scumbags, like your friends.
No,
the real Philly people that aren't comedians.
But they're not like complete. They're just like our fans.
I feel like they're just animals. I feel like they're like
they whip batteries.
And then someone
at
says
me.
Retard, and like they laugh like hyenas.
Well, maybe actually, kind of. But how's that different from our fans?
No, I know. I'm just saying. But there's like that. There's just that perception sometimes. There's just that hardcore. Like fuck, they don't say the N-word enough on here to be real. You know what I mean?
But no, that's more of Skanks fans.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Skanks fans
that's
are
what I'm
retards.
Thinking. I'm thinking more.
like they're like absolute retards. Philly is more refined, even though they're like still retards. Like the people you see that are just there for like Skanks are just. You've seen them mouth-breathing retards in cargo shorts.
Which is funny because this also ties into the Brendan Schaub thing. Brendan Schaub, for people that don't know, he's what? Fighter and the Kid
Fighter
host.
Fighter and the Kid used to be on
and
Rogan
also,
a lot.
But the other, the kid, isn't the kid from Fighter and the Kid?
Brian Callen.
Isn't he like a pedo or something like that? What happened with him? Didn't
he
have
had a
rape sort of
allegation kind of on there. That was, I don't know the ins and outs on that one.
Yeah,
on there.
Fair
and
enough.
I'm not
I
even
don't...
being like a like
no,
a guy.
You're right.
I think it is a murky like, oh, I said no, but then I said yes type
I
thing.
I think I looked into it and it was kind of, there was some.
There's some murk.
Yeah, there was some murk there.
Yeah.
But
no.
Everyone hates Brendan Schaub. I mean, one of
they
the
both
reasons
suck.
Is because of, well, there is that. And Porcelain? Didn't Porcelain have a big documentary?
Yeah, well, Gringo Poppy is one of the worst stand-up specials ever. He's not
I've
a funny stand-up.
It.
Yeah, he's he has a great joke about his wife making Mexican cookies. And he's like, what's a Mexican cookie? And she's like, honey, it's chocolate chip cookies with salsa. I was like, that sounds pretty funny. But maybe not based a whole bit on that. But he's just a retard. But like, it is, you could see he's like genuinely like happy and surprised that everyone's like cheering for him because I don't think anyone likes him.
Like, yeah. Well, and there's the thing that happened. But I get it because, you know, but like, there's this reputation of like, I mean, it's easier to do this on the internet when you're on the internet and you're like ruthless, you know, tear people apart. And especially someone like Brendan Schaub, who had so much hate that I read online.
Yeah.
But then I guess on the other hand, if you're there live, you're going to respect someone that walks into the lion's den. You know what I mean? You're going to have respect for that.
Yeah. And they still, well, and there was like, Callan
he
was
showed
like,
up and you expected that he'd be booed or he was even nervous.
Yeah. Well, there was all these delays because I guess Callan's flight got delayed. And then there was talk that like Brandon's not going to show. I was like, at least he's going to show because like it's only good for him to like show up to this, even if they just shit on him the whole time. Like at least he's like showing up to a thing that like, has a huge fan base and he's still bigger than Legion of Skanks, you know, so like it's only good for everyone involved, kind of like
he shows
that he has some sort of comedy cred because he's with the more underground edgy comedy, and then like they're with the guy that everyone hates on there.
Well, and also, well, yeah, but I'm just saying, I get it. Like if you were there live, you would respect someone for what, like, hey man, he's putting himself out here by because he knows this is going to be like a raucous crowd that's not on his side.
Like their other guest was Annie Letterman, the girl from the truck walk thing that was his big drama.
I don't even know what was the drama there. Well,
that's why Bobby Lee's girlfriend or whatever exposed that he was, you know, he's married and he was trying to fuck Annie Letterman, this other comic, and that turned into a whole thing.
Okay.
That was like the big drama from a couple years back, and then then they all showed up and did Legion of Skanks basically, and it was
but also like, so the people there, I mean it didn't seem like they like booed or heckled or
I heard that
or
his
anything.
Stand-up went good too,
so but I think again it comes down to like in one hand you're just be like, you know what, I respect that you're here and you're at least going for it, but I still saw people online that are like, Lewis, you fucking pussy, like
those people are always like, Lewis, you fucking
But I also it. Know, but what I was going to say is, like, I know those people would be hard online, but if they were at the show, they probably wouldn't have.
Yeah.
They probably would have done the same. They would have clapped. They would have laughed. They would have just appreciated
that he was there. Yeah, it's a spectacle. It's an event on there. You have a celeb. I mean, he's bigger than them. He's a Joe Rogan guy. Like, the if Rogan came out, people would have lost their minds, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, Jams, how did you guys get included in the Sam Roberts doc? From Porcelain. I my theory on that is because I remember the clip they used. For people that don't know, there's a was that on Sam Roberts or Jim Norton? I forget.
The worm had turned.
Yeah, the worm. So yeah, the Jim Norton documentary, they do use the Jim and Them clip. And I think that's actually from, it was because of the ONA subreddit. Because I remember someone put that clip, I don't know if it was a regular or someone from our chat or whatever. But we were talking about something, and I had mentioned that, you know, I leave Jim and Sam on the background, and it's awful. And they use that clip, and Porcelain used that clip. I think it's just because someone posted it on the subreddit, and he saw it, and probably just pulled it to use. I don't think he listens to the show or anything like that. But I used to post on there a lot. I didn't post there and, like, plug the show or anything like that, but I would read and post, and I saw that someone had posted that clip at the time. Anyways, Jeff's pissing because he's a pussy. He's a fucking Brendan Schaub over here. But it is interesting, and I guess that's similar to stuff that happens with us on the show, where sometimes we'll shit on someone, and then once we meet them and they're kind of all right, we're like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, yeah, face-to-face, most everyone is, like, cool, I think, unless you're just a huge douchebag or whatever. And, like, yeah, it's funny to see him, like, nervous to... you know, even show up or whatever when he's technically a much bigger internet guy than Legion of Skanks or whatever.
Now, so. Since we're talking about comedy, and again, I think I'm seeing, because we mentioned this on a part zero that's coming up soon, is that I've thrown my hands up and I've given up, and my Twitter feed is just my For You feed, not my Following Me feed.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy, yes. I used to always change it to no. I just want to see tweets from people I follow. But now I'm getting my For You feed, and I just scroll through it.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then I'll see your replies. And you had replied to someone, like, what's going on with Tom Segura? People are turning on Tom Segura?
Yeah.
Well, at first I did see a random tweet that mentioned that his dad's a president of a bank or something like that. Is this not known before?
His dad was, a big Merrill Lynch guy. I mean, he's dead now, but, like, he had some money.
But is that bad?
No. His dad was, like, a doctor or whatever. Yeah. His dad wasn't, like, a banker. But, like, he had some money or whatever. And then, he started... He started shitting on like American Airlines for making him check his bag.
But also, is that bad either?
No. I mean, my thing is mostly just piling on to get clicks.
All right.
I don't even hate Tom Segura other than I really liked his show at one point, and now it's just kind of whatever. Like I've evolved as a podcast listener or whatever. It's kind of, you know, I don't listen to it anymore. And he's kind of just a rich guy that's, his stand-up's not very good. And like, you know, he's not as funny as the other stuff I listen to. So I just moved on.
I think the last thing, and I guess maybe the only thing I've heard from him, because I'd never really listened to any of his shows, but I did listen to when he had Tarantino on. I listened to his Tarantino interview.
And then he wasn't prepared at all. Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't prepared, but also, and I guess I can't blame him for this, because I would maybe react the same way. He was definitely very, I guess nervous is part of it, but he was very, like, kid gloves with a lot of his questions.
Yeah.
But I guess I get that, because it's, like, someone you really like. Yeah, I'm going to come, too. It's someone it's someone that you really like, and you don't want to piss them off, and you're just excited that they're there.
Yeah.
Do we get another fucking... Oh, thank you, Electric Snot, for the follow. I appreciate it. So I guess I get that. But then, yeah, I saw he complained to American Airlines, but he did call the lady a cunt.
Yeah.
which is funny. And it's even funnier because then American Airlines responded to one of his tweets as well, like saying, like, trying to be in on the bit or something like that, which is hilarious because he called the gate lady a cunt.
Yeah, they were like did like some sort of reference to his show on there.
Yes,
like we know you
was.
Something about I don't even remember specifically, but yeah, that sucks if you're the employee that just got bitched out by
to
some
be
millionaire.
Fair, what he was talking about, what it felt like it was more of a thing. I mean, we've all dealt with these people. In like whether it be an airport or wherever, where someone is more about like they're just kind of gleefully using their authority.
Yeah.
It's not so much someone just like I didn't get the hint that he was just shitting on someone just doing their job.
Yeah,
it felt like someone that just wanted to be a piece of
shit. Well, and like I said, I'm kind of just doing it for clicks, but like he's always had a bit of just being like the pores, and you just don't understand.
I didn't realize that was like a running thing.
Just sort of the what I was talking about with his podcast network falling apart is like just like at one point his friend had a podcast that was in the network that kind of just moved on and it was one of the only good podcasts, and then the podcast, like the new podcast, is like the kid, like AJ from The Sopranos and some old
I
bitch.
I saw some. That's a thing they. Well, that's
you
the
saw
girl.
His Top Gun click or whatever. Or,
yeah, that's the daughter from The Sopranos.
Yeah, that's one podcast that gets like no views. And then the other one's like Dr. Drew. And then it's just all this shit that's like no one on the internet cares about this. Maybe like LA people care about like whatever this is, but he's just. For having a podcast network, and Bert Kreischer is real cringe now. Like, I mean, I guess he's always been cringe, but it's just more and more he's like dying. You can watch him die, and like no one's doing anything about it if they're his friends. Like,
it's weird that. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but to back up that, because I knew that those two from The Sopranos had a podcast, but they used to have a podcast called Pajama Pants, and now they have a podcast called Not Today Pal, which is the one.
We'll pull up his Top Gun. They have a clip of them talking about Top Gun that you'll probably like, and it's just the most cringe, annoying shit. And like, yeah, I'm which still subscribed to the YMH, whatever YouTube, that's their
and
podcast
so their,
network.
And their stuff comes up
so
on
the clips
there.
Come up, and I watch, and I'm just like, what the fuck is this? Like, their producer left, and just like they're not relevant anymore other than like Tom Segura is a big name.
It's weird how that can just like crash and burn. Well, I'm trying to even understand how it happened where, cause yeah, I'm looking up, they had Pajama Pants. They co-hosted that with, you remember Kasim G? He was like a YouTuber.
Yeah. Yeah.
They co-hosted with that dude. And then it looks like in December, last December, they put the final episode. This is not goodbye. We'll see you later. Panties. I guess that's because they're pajama
churros.
Pants. Thank you. Thank you so much for your support. Buju. So I wonder if Segura just like reached out and was like, hey, I'll offer you guys big money. Buju, thank you for the follow. I'm only going to forgive that it took this long.
We're getting a lot of longtime listeners
because
finally.
Because you just subscribed. So thank you for the subscription, because I was going to lean into how long it took you to fucking follow our goddamn Kick. But
how long
thank
have
you,
we been
dude.
On Kick now?
We've been on Kick for a bit, man. For a little bit. But
Kick
I understand.
Rocks.
Yeah, kick rocks indeed.
I wish more people liked it. But, you know, we can do what we want on it, which is cool. We could post thongs all day.
What is this description of this Not Today, pal? Former TV siblings from the Sopranos. I mean, I host a podcast called The Podcast About the Podcast About Television Show.
Yeah, you should
so
be
I have,
watching this.
I have a fascination of, like, whether it be TV rewatch podcasts or just weird celebrities that decide to do a podcast. Like, what is their hook? Mm-hmm. Former TV siblings from The Sopranos, Robbie Diller and Jamie Lynn Sigler, are polar opposite personalities, yet somehow have managed to remain best friends.
Right.
Jamie is a complete sweetheart, and Rob is a real-life Oscar the Grouch. I fucking hate this already.
Somehow, through the only thread that keeps them relevant, they're hanging out? What? Do you think Gandolfini would have been on?
Oh, he would have hated this. Each week, Rob presents segments and questions prepared for Jamie to further demonstrate how differently they think, giving a deeper look into their dynamic relationship and finding hilarious ways for two people who are so different to find common ground.
Yeah.
So yeah, Top Gun sucked. That's their big one. Yeah. That's their recent episode.
You should watch a little bit of it. It's very
funny. I did see a little of the clip. It sucks, dude.
It's so
funny,
Let me find it real quick. It's so funny, dude. I love
because he doesn't even have a thing. He doesn't even have a point of view. Oh, this is a 10-minute clip?
It's just like movies suck? Yeah, you can probably skip around and there's
something.
Yeah,
let me see here. Or is this... Is this the full episode?
Top Gun fucking sucked.
First of all, Top Gun was awesome. Unless he's talking about the first one.
What are the views like on this?
4,000 views in 6 days. Yeah, it's not great.
Dick.
The second one?
Yeah. Yeah. Not the OG. Top Gun was great.
Because you watched it in your bedroom.
Listen.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'll tell you why. Mm-mm. If somebody just said, go watch this movie, I'd go, that movie was fine. When you're saying this shit is up for an Oscar for best picture.
You.
I'm like,
he's
yo,
talking
this
to
shit
you,
is
Jim.
Gonna be fucking
he's
incredible.
Talking to
it
me.
It sucked.
One of your heroes?
The first half.
Every scene is Tom Cruise going, oh my, Becky? Like, you know, is that you? Like, from fuck, oh my God.
Is that every scene?
Like, yeah, I haven't been.
It sounds like someone who's never seen them. I mean, to be fair, I haven't given him that much of a chance to lay out his case, but so far it sounds like someone who's barely watched the movie.
Yeah. Like, isn't that like maybe the first 5 minutes and then yeah. The rest is just fucking flying jets?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's like, yeah, one character where he does this too.
Val, is it
you? Where you been? It's fucking trash. There's a 20-year-old gets on a fucking piano at a bar and starts singing Great Balls of Fire and all the 20-year-olds.
He does seem like an Oscar the Grouch
ditty.
Type.
Get the fuck out of here. It was such trash and garbage. But the reason why it's cool is because the last hour of the movie is all jets.
Also,
jets
this would be
cool.
Like,
so
this is a video you post while it's in theaters. Like,
yes.
Nobody's like, you're doing your Top Gun take like a year after it came out. Like, what the fuck?
And also, this is after, like, this is not the first time they've tried to, like, I mean, years ago, I mean, it was The Dark Knight, I think.
Yeah.
When they started opening up Best Picture to like 10 movies instead of what was like 6 or 5 or 6 or something, because they wanted to start including more mainstream films. So again, like if this was a new thing where they just started putting more blockbusters as Best Picture, I'd understand this argument of like, you're telling me this is up for an Oscar? It's like, that's not even what any of that means anymore. And plus, right. It's already well known that most Oscar bait is trash. So yeah. Like, there's no leg to stand on.
Yeah.
That shit was so cool. At the end of the movie, I'm like, that shit was fucking dope. The first half is such garbage.
It's crazy this only has 4K views versus like what their other stuff has.
You would think that, yeah, I mean, they're on a, this is a clip, they have almost 600,000 subscribers on this YMH Clips channel.
100 likes.
Yeah, 100 likes. What are the comments?
That's why, like, that. The downfall of these podcasts is such a subtle downfall compared to like our other things, is they normally get like millions of views or whatever. But like these are the supporting podcasts. I'm sure the main YMH podcast still gets a ton. But like me as a fan of the YMH podcast, I will only look at it if like basically Philly guys are on it now or like those type of people are on it. And they're starting to show up on that because I think they're failing. They're starting to get the, what are these other podcasts that are doing good? Now they're going to have like Lewis on and stuff where they would never have done that before.
And it's a lot of, I mean, a lot of these comments are like agreeing with him. but it just shows that it's like normie, like, you know, I'm not saying it wasn't a good movie, but Oscar worthy. It's like, what has won the Oscar the past few years? Like, yeah. Coda won the Oscar.
Yeah, it's still the same trash wins Oscars.
The Shape of Water, like, Lady Fucks Sea Monster.
That was
the
one
of
the craziest
of
ones ever, you know, on, I mean, there. Like, and that's even from, like, a filmmaker I like, where I'm like, that,
yeah.
That, and I watched it on, like, the plane, the best place to watch something where you're focused. Yeah. And I was like, this sucks dick.
Yeah, what is this quality that we're missing out on that Top Gun Maverick
Green Book?
But was just for the people that, I don't know. I saw it in a theater and I was like, it's like it's the Tom Cruise effect. He
garbage.
Tom Cruise is garbage.
No.
Someone pointed out how Jamie Lynn Sigler looks like Al Pacino somewhere, and that's all I could see now. I read it on like a tweet or something like
right
that.
Right there, too. Yeah. She looks exactly like him. That's so funny.
Tom Cruise is garbage?
No, the movie.
Oh. I was going to say, he is a movie star. Like, no matter anything that
just
you've
ever
heard,
stories,
bullshit,
the most vanilla take that everyone has.
Him,
who's the only
every
movie
time
star?
You watch him on screen, and all the Mission Impossibles, anything... I'm like,
who's laughing in the background?
There's
what are they laughing at? Yeah,
many people like him, and he is one of them. And the entire time that I watched Top Gun, I was smiling ear to ear.
But that's why he's a movie star. He could do a trash movie, and people could be like, "Oh my god!" Like, you're now putting that in the same category as like The Godfather and movies like that. When people say like, "Oh, Best Picture,"
but it didn't.
Like,
it's not like it won.
I think, you know,
I would almost even understand this argument if it won, but it didn't win. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was just nominated. Who knows, dude? Some horse shit about, I don't know, retarded guys that are gay.
Yeah,
nice. Put that in
best.
The clip.
4K. Oh, wait. Everything Everywhere All at Once. I mean, that was a great movie.
Oh,
so.
Wait. That one? All right. Shout outs. The Oscars are healing. The Oscars are healing.
But I mean, what else was it up against? It was like.
Bob. Top Gun.
Like Elvis. I mean, The Fablemans was great. All Quiet on the Western Front was all right. Avatar Way of Water was great. Banshees of Inisherin was good.
Well,
I mean,
like, if you're gonna be like mad at movies, like, shouldn't you be more mad at like Avatar than Top Gun?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know.
There's nothing here where I'd be like, oh, Top Gun sticks out. Top Gun Maverick. Anyways, I'm doing the bit now.
Well, it just
doing his bit.
Like, yeah, but it's just funny. Yeah, because you're kind of seeing like what everyone said was going to happen, where Joe Rogan left LA and now LA isn't relevant, and like people are like, oh, LA podcasts all stink, and they're not getting the views that they once got, and they don't have any, they're still like, won't be edgy or whatever because they're LA, and then they're like grasping at straws to try to stay relevant, and then these other things that are saying gay and retarded are getting bigger because the pendulum has swung or whatever. Where now
it's
cool to say
it keeps swinging. Pendulum is swinging back the other way. I brought it up a while ago. Okay. I was getting hit. It's another ONA thing. But.
Yeah.
We had Mike Imperioli on our other podcast, and he kind of had the vibe that like Marvel ruined movies, you know, because now it's like you have to spend all this money and people expect all this.
Mm-hmm. What a take.
Whatever you
is
call it.
Is he
going to
say Top
effects.
Gun ruined movies?
I think Top Gun ruined the whole movie industry.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
It saved it.
No. I think it ruined everything.
It literally saved it.
Right. It'll save it for 4 or 5 years because people are like, oh, okay, this is shit. It's like eating fucking McDonald's or eating fucking trash food. And then all of a sudden, people are going to turn around in 4 years and go, why do I feel bad? Why does it? Because you're watching garbage fucking movies.
Top Gun made me feel amazing.
Yeah, right. And just like a fucking McDonald's thing does for 15 minutes. And then all of a sudden you're going, oh, wait a minute.
This from the guy that watches every 90 Day Fiancé franchise?
90 Day Fiancé is fucking great.
What are you talking about?
Because nobody is putting 90 Day Fiancé up.
This is just noob normie podcast shit.
And like, they're getting put on like the biggest stage by one of the bigger podcasts that's now falling apart. And they're grasping at straws. Their biggest act is Dr. Drew, who is great at Skankfest, who is also at Skankfest. Like, even Dr. Drew shows up to Skankfest.
Was Adam, like, Adam Carolla must have been there,
he
right?
was going to and didn't show. So what's his name? His other guy. Dr. Drew was there.
So what is it with LA podcasts? Are they being enticed by actors now? Are movie and TV actors invading the podcast space?
Yeah. Did you call it? Yeah, yeah. You called it. And then once again, Jim and them called it, or Jim called it. And me as a new podcast listener, enjoyed
them at one point, and they were kind of more edgy or had things to say, and then you get real tired of just Bert making a fool of himself and dying, and then, like, you know, the other podcasts are this. Like, fuck.
This shit is embarrassing. There's a, well, I mean, is that Charo from, like, the 80s Charo?
No, that's his mom.
But it's, also, this has 180 views. It's, yeah, like, way easier to get.
Let's talk about the grand.
And this is a short. How long has this been up for?
Oh,
it's,
man,
like, way easier to get views on shorts.
And he's Tom Segura, like, Netflix special guy. Oh. Like, you would think he would have. It is coming out of the seams. He'll be okay. He's a millionaire. But,
well,
like,
let's watch this Not Today, Pal. I wonder what that is. That a reference to a line, like a Sopranos line or something? What is the Not Today, Pal?
You're asking me?
Yeah. let's watch their Sbarro Pizza's Better Than Panda Express clip. It has 24,000.
What is that bread, sauce, and cheese? You're going to tell me that you would rather have chicken that you don't know if it's even probably real chicken from,
you know,
what
would be funny to say is it's dog or it's cat.
Yes,
that would be funny to say on there.
Yeah,
this is just rich people that, like, don't know what to talk about. It's awesome.
Or just a simple pizza with simple ingredients. Sbarro Pizza slaps. It is a good,
oh my God,
slice of pizza.
See, this is what happens. This is what happens with sayings and why they die out. Because slaps is like a dope saying.
It is the first time I've ever said the word slaps.
And then 10 years later, someone's like, Sbarro slaps. And then everyone's like, we can't say slaps anymore.
I've ever used the term slaps.
Yeah, one of you says it.
R.I.P.
And it's over Sbarro slice of pizza because I stand by that. Pizza is.
All right. I mean, this, you know, when I was like, a couple months ago when I was like, it's another fucking podcast clip where someone's saying some inane babble back and forth. This is the shit I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, that's
the
stuff
where I'm like, why do we do this? Why do we, like, we shouldn't be doing
this.
We
do it for Philly comedy.
Yeah, we do it for the Philly.
We do it for Sam Hyde.
Pizza is bread, sauce.
Give them another view onto my own account. Great. Awesome.
They need them, dude. They need all the views they can get. And yeah, this is so irrelevant that you do a podcast about actors that do podcasts and you don't even know about it because it's so even beneath you.
Yeah, I mean, I knew they had some other podcasts. I didn't know they got the fatty Your Mom's House contract. Oh, yeah. You know, I guess what's kind of cool, thinking of Tom Segura is doing his interview with Quentin Tarantino and then hiring them to do a podcast, uh-huh, is that he's just using his money to, like, meet his heroes, apparently. Yeah. Oh, I love Sopranos. Oh, my God. Please do a show on my network. This would be awesome.
This can't be his heroes from the show. Is
well, just
AJ
because,
and, yeah.
No, well, because he loves Sopranos so much, and probably they are his heroes.
I've never heard him say he even likes Sopranos,
if
too.
They were fucking smart. Oh, you know he does. I mean, he loved The Wire. What did I hear? I'm talking about The Wire on.
I don't
something.
Know. You know more about Tom Segura than I do.
They
he's
should do
so
a
hard.
Fucking challenge show. I know his wife or whatever doesn't want to talk about the challenge, but you're on the challenge.
Yeah, with
lean
Theo,
into
she
that
was
shit.
On the season with Theo Vaughn.
Yeah, her and Theo just need to cover the new challenge.
Theo's bigger than and ever because he had like Roseanne on because he gets it.
And I'll be the producer. I'll run the board. They can make fun of me, and I could talk about I could chime in with some knowledge. Who am I thinking? The only people that run boards on comedian podcasts are fucking women, so they wouldn't give me that fucking gig.
That's not even true anymore, though.
I mean, mostly true.
Women run boards? I don't think that's true.
I'm just thinking of, like, the Jim Nortons of the world.
That's
and I'm
not relevant
of, like,
either.
And I'm also thinking of, like, television rewatch podcasts. But also, to be fair, yes, maybe not in comedian podcasts anymore, but they used to.
Now
it used to always be some
comments.
Broad. It would just be some broad running the board.
Now it's whoever opens for them is running the board.
Like on, even Legion of Skanks, it used to be like Ling Ling or something like that. There was some like Asian lady.
Yeah, that's before I even listened. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's just like even those podcasts that are big, like Legion of Skanks is pretty big. It's still like not that big in comparison, I guess. But then now these guys have to like lower themselves or like, try to get on that stuff to stay relevant. It's great to see.
I mean, you love to see it.
You love to see the things I hate fail, and then the things I once loved just slowly become irrelevant and not good. I don't know. Because, yeah, I mean, if you caught me 2 years ago, I was listening to YMH all the time. I was singing its praises, and now I don't even think about it. I'm just still subscribed and see stuff like this. Like, ugh.
What about, I mean, I haven't gotten a chance to be catching up on the No Press Network. Are they still kicking ass? Were they at Skankfest?
Oh, DeStefano showed up. He was, but he was just doing a show in Vegas.
No,
I don't
Joey
think he
Roses?
Actually did.
Joey Roses wasn't there?
Dude, you haven't heard about Joe DeRosa?
Oh, did he kiss a guy or something like that? What did he do?
Joe DeRosa got blown by a trans a tranny and jerked him off and said it was the best blowjob he had, and then everyone just called him.
Did he do this on
stage? He went off stage to get blown, but it was like during You Know What, dude, and then he just came back and everyone just called him gay. So I don't know, we'll probably be hearing about the regret soon on there. At the time he was big into it, but yeah, he fucking got blown by some 6 foot tall trans lady.
Why would he do that?
I don't know, dude. I don't think it's good for his brand. I think he knows his fans.
I'm not even saying like why would you hook up with a trans woman. I'm just saying, why would you do it like backstage on the show to like come, like that's like what
he's
a stunt boy does. You know what I mean?
He's proud of it. I mean, maybe he was drunk. I didn't see that show. I think that happened. Yeah. On You Know What, Dude or whatever. But yeah, Joe List was there and all that. And they're all just like you. I don't think he got the reaction he thought he was going to get on there. But yeah, you know.
Sal didn't roll through.
No, Sal wasn't there. And yeah, DeStefano was just there. He showed up at like Bastard Radio. I don't think he did sets or anything. Mm. He just had like a show in town at the time. But yeah, I was mingling, schmoozing, and having a great time at Skankfest. And hopefully they do it again next year. Hopefully Tom Segura is there.
Yeah, maybe.
He probably will be. Yeah.
Hopefully Not Today Pal rolls through.
Oh, hell yeah. Lewis would give them a show immediately. They would definitely have their own show on there.
They could start saying like, I think, you know, the age of consent should be 18 everywhere. Why do we still why is some states still have 16? What's that all about?
They wouldn't know their crowd at all. Everyone would be like, oh, fuck yeah, bro. I think being gay is cool.
Why are teachers so underpaid? Boo, boo.
Yeah. But what a week. Disney World and then fucking Halloween Horror Nights and then fucking Skankfest.
Both of you scrubs coming off a vacation, going on more vacation. And fucking Mike's back at a theme park.
Yeah, but his is more like Tom Segura millionaire type stuff where he benefited from firing a bunch of people from his video game company and getting a bigger paycheck. And then, He's real anti-capitalism. Unless we're at Disney getting $80 milkshakes, he forgot that new word he learned, capitalism. You notice he's saying capitalism a lot.
I've heard it. I've heard him mention it. You could still love Disney and be against capitalism.
No,
you can,
dude. The amount of money we spend on bullshit. I love it being there, being on there, but. That's capitalism, baby.
Yeah. Would they build the Star Cruiser? I mean, well, the capitalism also killed the Star Cruiser. Would the Star Cruiser still be
communism
around?
Communism would have never built the Star Cruiser.
No,
and that's
we would still have it.
Oh, are you pro-communist
now? In a socialist society, the Star Cruiser would survive.
No, the socialist society, just you, the dictator, would be on the Star Cruiser all the time until they drug you out of the Star Cruiser and trod and quartered you.
I think the beauty of a socialist society is that every state would have a Star Cruiser.
Does socialist society slap?
Yeah, dude, socialist society slaps. Yo,
dude, that's people like you. I'm AJ from The Sopranos.
Dude, capitalism's my sneaky link.
Yo, capitalism's some wet ass pussy.
Yeah, it is.
That would be the YMH one. They would take something that's no longer relevant, that was huge, that they missed. Yo, dude, fucking capitalism slaps.
Man, socialism just hits different, though.
It's giving socialism.
It's giving millions of dollars.
Fuck, dude. Yeah. Podcasts rule and podcasts suck.
Yeah, they do.
But mostly I think
they
rule.
It's a double-edged sword, baby.
I think we're up next. I don't want to.
We were.
No, dude. We're up next. When you think we're not up next, that's when we're next.
Maybe that's when you're up next.
Because we've always thought we're next, and now we're next.
Yeah, I wish, man. But everyone's like, oh, those guys.
They're posting thongs, blocked, deleted.
They suck. Yeah. Yeah. Would they post a thong?
Yeah. But
what, are they on Kick?
Did we talk about my Wawa?
We did, but maybe you should tell your point of view, because I did mention how you were like going to change your shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking about how Wawa, like the honeymoon was kind of over for a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, actually, before you get into that, I did also want to talk about, and I talked about this with Mike last week. I shouldn't have let him talk us out of going to Buc-ee's.
Oh, well, this is, I'm glad you brought this up.
But
this
also, he, because he was saying last week that he thought we
just
wanted to go.
Well, Mike runs the show on these trips, if you don't know. He gets his own food. He gets his own, you know.
That's
not
true.
He just grabs his stuff and throws it in there.
But you could grab your stuff. I'm always like, what do you want to get, Jeff? I'm like, what do you want? Do you want to get breakfast stuff? Go get it.
Yeah, but I'm, you know, I don't just assume.
Fair.
I don't just assume I have parfaits to myself.
Well, what I was going to say is because he thought we only want to go to Buc-ee's because he didn't want to. And I'm like, no, dude. Me, Stella, and Jeff were at Wawa at 1 a.m. hyped to go to Buc-ee's.
Right. And what did we do that day? Nothing.
Yeah, we didn't end up doing nothing, which was fine. Kind of nice. I did enjoy like that we just got to kind of like lounge around.
We went to McDonald's
because I was tired. Yeah, we went to the world's biggest McDonald's.
Which was actually awesome.
It serves pizza and it serves fucking
Philly cheesesteaks.
Philly cheesesteaks. And didn't they have like
pasta
and shit? Yeah. Yeah.
The pasta was like $15. I was thinking about getting pasta and it was like more than the pizza.
Well, even, yeah, the pizza was up there. The pasta. Yeah, I got the Philly.
Yeah, which was pretty good. Yeah. It needed mac sauce. I don't know
it
what they're thinking.
It did need something, yeah.
Like, they just put mayonnaise on it instead of mac sauce. I should have added mac sauce. But what was our point? What were we talking? I was hyped to go to Buc-ee's. I mean, I was also easy to be like, nah, let's not go.
That's
but,
true. No, I
because it is nice to chill.
It is nice to chill. But after the fact, I was like, fuck, we should have just did that. Because it was just a funny, dumb thing to do. Even if... But then, once the idea was like, maybe we shouldn't, I was like, yeah, I guess we don't need to drive an hour and 20 minutes each way.
Which is not that long, really.
It's not that long. If you're just chilling in the car or whatever, listening to our fucking...
Great mix.
Our great mix, our
it's
great
up
playlist.
It's up on Spotify. You can check it out right now on there. But, we were going to... Because I had been spurned by Wawa's many a time. We were all spurned by Wawa's the first day because they announced they were having the gobbler. We all bought gobblers.
And then we got the bad news. No gobblers.
Well, they have the dumbest ring out system possible because you order your food, you take a ticket, and then you go to the cash register, and then the cash register tells the deli to make the food or whatever. And then when that happens, for me, every time they didn't have what I wanted on there. For you and me, they didn't have the gobbler for the first couple of days. They had a little tiny sign. I'm sure you addressed it. They didn't have the gobbler the first day on there. The second day or second or third day, I think it was the second day because I was fuck Wawa's after that.
Because I was almost going to get the same sub you got because I got it on the first day and it was good.
It looked good and I don't know what I ate. I always panic and get some weird thing. So I was like, I'm going to go with, I got exactly what was on the menu. I got a chicken parm Philly or whatever. It was like a Philly with marinara, chicken Philly. And
it's like a chicken cheesesteak with marinara. Yeah.
And you know, ordered it, paid for it, got to the counter. We don't have chicken. We can make a marinara cheesesteak, which you say is fine. I say that sounds insane.
I say it's fine. I've gotten it
before. Marinara cheesesteak?
I've gotten it from Capriotti's before.
I was so done. I like looked him this dumbass in the face and I was like, a marinara cheesesteak? No. And then I was like, do you have chicken tenders?
Although we pointed this out last week, your verbiage was, you go with marinara, I don't want that. So we're thinking that he honed in on the marinara.
Okay.
And thought that, but again, I'm not excusing this gentleman means.
I was like, a beef cheesesteak with marinara.
Yeah, I don't want that. Okay,
am I an idiot? Am I a moron? Am I inventing a sub that's never existed since the beginning
Capriotti's
of time?
No, Capriotti's has it on the menu.
No.
Yeah, they do.
First off, the steak at Wawa Wawa is a piece of shit subway. No, a subway, Wawa, basically.
It's better than Subway. What are you talking about?
The steak, which you've said you've never had, by the way.
Oh,
it's
maybe
chipped
I haven't.
Beef, basically.
I think I've only gotten their chicken cheesesteak. I don't think I've gotten their actual cheesesteak.
I've never had it. Sounds great.
Yeah.
I was like, well, this is Jim's go-to. My best friend Jim said, get the marinara. You can't miss. Get the marinara cheesesteak with chicken.
Steak, yeah.
And then I was like, a Philly with marinara? No. And then I'm like, do you have, I don't know, you have chicken tenders? Can you make it with chicken tenders? And he said, no.
Well, no, because at first you go, you have no chicken?
Yeah.
Well, you said with marinara, I don't want that. Then you were like, you have no chicken?
You don't have I said chicken fingers, which isn't a thing, apparently. Nobody knows what that is.
Yeah,
even though
everyone knows what that is.
And then the guy behind him was like, we have chicken tenders. I was like, yeah, make it with chicken tenders. That might even be better. That's basically a parm on there.
Yeah, that's a parm. That's a good call,
you got
actually.
Really dry chicken with the hot marinara to kind of lube everything up.
And some melted cheese on there.
Some melted cheese. Well, and powdered cheese. So, like, if you had powdered cheese and, you know, dry chicken tenders, you need, I don't know, some sort of sauce to bring it all together.
Sure.
So, in confidence, I should have just opened it in the fucking fucking den of inequity that is Wawa's on there. Should have just opened that shit. Go home. I'm like, I'm so hungry. I got to go change this shirt.
Oh, was it?
This white shirt.
Yeah.
Yep. Because I'm about to get marinara all over me.
Dude, we were all there's just something about that moment.
You're sitting down
when you're so happy because we were all very hungry.
Yeah,
and everyone's
they didn't
got
have the gobbler again. We were pissed about that, but you know
prepared ourselves. But we were all grinning ear to ear because we all got our treats. We all got our food, and we're back at the house ready to eat. You know, that was the rainy night too. Yeah. Where
it was rainy and cold. What a nice hot marinara to kind of tuck you into bed and really, really seal the deal
and
on what was otherwise a great day at Disney.
And we purposely, because it was like the last hour and a half, we hung out at Disney because we had a Tron return time to go to, and we're like, fuck yeah, we're gonna ride Tron. But we're also like, why spend $20 here on food?
Yeah.
That's why we were hungry.
And we're like really
we'll
hungry.
Wait.
Yeah.
We'll go to Wawa, that $20.
Oh, and our hunger will be sated by the sandwiches we ordered. Which, what a fool I was to think the sandwich I ordered I would get. Because what did I unwrap? A proverbial desert of a sandwich. That you heard me audibly throw down against the table and walk out of the room.
I heard it thunk on the table after I heard you like...
You're like, oh no, is there too much marinara on it? Is it too saucy?
Well, and also, when I heard you say, gotta change this shirt out loud to no one, you said it with whimsy.
Running up the stairs.
Yes, yeah, but you
said it. Because I was about to have a sloppy marinara chicken sandwich that I'd never even had before. I was like, this would be great.
You knew you were ready to just wolf it down without a care in the world. You're ready to get a shirt you could openly spill marinara on.
I think I put
over
a shirt I had already worn on. Yeah. I was like, I was sweaty Disney shirt. Don't care. We're going to do laundry.
I'm going to fucking munch on this and make a big mess. Yeah. So I'm going to change my shirt.
So it's chicken fingers or tenders if you're from fucking asshole Philadelphia or Florida on there. Powdered cheese and then just dry jack cheese or whatever. A fucking nightmare of a sandwich that
was there provolone cheese or anything like that?
It was
that
provolone
there?
And that's it. Just cheese and fingers, which if it was like a juicy chicken or whatever, sure, whatever. That's cool. A chicken, like a 1 o'clock chicken tender. It was virtually inedible. Thankfully, we had delicious hot sauce to kind of put
welcome.
On it.
I grabbed a bunch of the day before.
I got hot sauce in the day of.
No,
you're not inventing hot sauce.
No.
You showed it to me first day.
I got the hot sauce because you had mentioned that.
Oh, yeah,
because
I had marinara all over my sub. Why would I need hot sauce? You're right.
No, I got the hot sauce the day before because you had, I mean, to be fair, it was because of you, because I knew you were going to be making breakfast burritos. Mm. So I didn't get anything that needed hot sauce, but I was like, fuck, I don't think we bought any. So I grabbed a ton of packets and stored them at the house.
Yeah, we'll get back to the breakfast burritos I thought everyone would love.
No, they were great.
Okay. It's like 2 days in, I'm just making myself breakfast.
Well, to be fair, I mean, I know I wasn't going to like, you were already up and maybe I'd come up later. I wasn't going to be like, oh, hey, you already made burritos. Make me one. You know, if I happened to be up when you were making one, I'd be like, hey, make me one.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to force you.
Right.
Get back in the kitchen. Make me another fucking burrito.
I was excited
you're mad.
To make.
You're steaming.
Well, I was mad, although I did get a thank you eventually. I was like, nobody's thanked me for this breakfast. But then I did.
Pretty sure I thanked you the first day.
Mike, first day, you second day. And then
no,
I
thanked you the first day. I absolutely did.
Maybe I was in my own head.
I know me, and I know I would have thanked you the first day.
It was great, too. Like, breakfast in the morning, because I also didn't have any money for, like, food at Disney. There, so I was very excited to fill up on breakfast in the morning. What was my point? Oh, yeah, so this sandwich, garbage, and then, then we didn't go to Buc-ee's on there. Which was crazy.
We should have went to Buc-ee's.
The home of pulled pork, the only thing Mike eats. Like, that's like, they have tons of pulled pork there.
Yeah, yeah. It's like all barbecue shit. It's all stuff he would have loved.
He would have loved it. I guess he thought we were bidding about this great place.
I think he thought we were bidding, but no.
No,
we really...
that's a cope he made up after. He just didn't want to go because...
Is that why he didn't want to go?
I didn't make it up first. Bam. So I'm officially announcing that I'm Team Buc-ee's.
Ah, what?
I haven't had it yet, but it's got to be better than the fucking dog shit.
Where did you get this from? For podcasters, he just pulled a fucking Buc-ee's winter cap and put it on. Where the fuck did that come from?
Oh, my Buc-ee's toque?
My
Buc-ee's toque. I got it at the damn thrift store because God was on my side when I went to the thrift store with the Philly comic.
Was recently?
Yeah, they had a Buc-ee's hat right there.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, I guess I'm Buc-ee's now because Wawa fucked me 8 times to Sunday, and then I had a gobbler, which was good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm Team Buc-ee's. We'll probably never go unless we don't bring Mike because he hates Buc-ee's.
We're going to go to Buc-ee's. I don't know why he doesn't like Buc-ee's. I think he said he'd been to one before. Or was he?
Yeah,
Or is that a Sheetz?
Yeah, right. I'm sure he's been to both.
I was trying to find a Sheetz, but I don't think there was any Sheetz in Florida.
Yeah. I know that it's an East Coast thing somewhere, and it's probably not that good.
Yeah. We got to go to Buc-ee's, though. That's next on the list. Buc-ee's.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of your girlfriend apologizing about Wawa all week and saying Wawa's good, even though I've never had it be more than okay.
No, Wawa's good. You're misremembering now.
I think I always order some dumb sandwich that I made up instead of something they have. And then the 2 times I got something that they made, they didn't have it. So Buc-ee's, I know Buc-ee's definitely doesn't run out of barbecue.
Well, I mean, speaking of, I don't know if we talked about the Whataburger we had at the airport. I don't know why you and Mike still hate on Whataburger so much.
It's below average to average.
I don't think it's below average. I think it's average to good.
It's fine.
That's what I mean. It's fine. But I don't know why you're fucking the guy about Top Gun now.
No.
You're fucking not today, pal.
No, because it always comes up in the conversation on In-N-Out, and that's
insane.
Fair
enough. That's why. Okay, that I get. But when we got it, I was like, this is pretty good.
It was just, it tastes like a beach burger to me. Just sort of like.
Charm with a beach burger.
It's fine at the beach. It's not something that you're like, you got to go to the beach for the burgers. this is like a Texas institution. And we got the thing the way they make it. And it's just a mustard burger. It's too much mustard.
You
on
love
a burger.
Mustard on a burger.
I love mustard on a burger, but yeah. I want other condiments. I need a special sauce or something for me to claim a place.
Do you need a special sauce, though?
Yes. I need at least ketchup and mayonnaise mixed together.
Over a mustard? Or you're putting that with the mustard. I think
I'll
you're...
add mustard to it, but like what a famous star, their secret is
but
barbecue
they aren't
sauce.
Putting mustard on the famous star.
There's no mustard on a famous star.
That's what I'm saying. But it's like almost like you have the mustard and other stuff or you don't.
Mustard isn't enough of a pull to make a burger. Like you add mustard on top of other condiments. You can't just have a mustard burger and have me give a fuck.
Yeah.
About a mustard onion burger. And like you pay more at the airport too, but I was hungry and it was big and I ate it and felt nothing other than like this is it.
I felt like, hey, that was a good burger. I'm glad I got that.
It wasn't a good burger. It was a fine burger.
Again, I mean, you're right. When you're bringing up In-N-Out and Robert in the chat, Whataburger isn't terrible, but In-N-Out is leaps and bounds better. Yeah, I agree.
I think it's
like,
just cope from people that
I'm
only
not,
have Whataburger.
I'm probably not if like I had access to both. I'm probably getting In-N-Out, and
I
get it.
I mean,
it.
I would even take
like,
a Five Guys over Whataburger. Like, Five Guys is
a
better
burger.
I don't know.
Maybe it's because I'm not a big fan of Five Guys.
I'm not even a huge fan of Five Guys, but to me, that has enough of a
thing
to make it different.
I guess I could see me getting either one. I do think of them around the same, honestly.
I would rate Five Guys more just because they have options. Whataburger just seems to be a mustard burger, and all the other things.
But we're not
that
familiar. To be fair, I mean, I don't know if they have other options on the menu.
When I looked at it, it was like patty melt and stuff. Like, there's nothing knocking anyone's sock off, and everyone just says Whataburger. So I ordered the double Whataburger.
Sure.
And they pulled that bullshit where they you want to add cheese, and they add two slices of cheese, so it's like $2-3 to add cheese.
That's some airport shit, though.
I don't. It wouldn't be $2 at Whataburger, but I bet they're adding two for $1.50. And I'm like, maybe. Get out of here.
Well, because weirdly enough, I got like the single, although I guess mine was maybe a junior or something. Because my meal costs like how much your burger costs.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because it was a big burger. It was just a bunch of, you know, it's just overcooked, nondescript meat and onions and mustard. I don't know. There's maybe a pickle in there. I don't know. There's nothing to me that says, like, this isn't... I've always compared it to Sonic. It's Sonic. Get a burger at Sonic.
Sonic. Although, I guess, yeah, it's not better than Carl's.
Carl's is amazing.
Yeah, Carl's is very good. Carl's Jr.
We pay Carl's prices for Sonic.
Could you taste the difference between a Carl's Jr. and a Hardee's? Do you think it's any different?
Probably not. I don't know.
I mean, I know it's the same, but is it really the same? I don't know if I've actually had Hardee's.
I don't know. If we went to Hardee's in Florida, they probably wouldn't have burgers. They probably just have zucchini.
Grant, I like their chicken tenders, but they're not amazing. Who's chicken tenders? Whataburger?
He's a plain burger boy. Don't even talk to him. Don't even talk to a baby. What are you going to talk to a baby about? I want cheese and a bun. Ooh.
My dad was a plain burger boy, so yeah. I was a plain burger boy when I was a little kid.
No, that's mean. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. He's in an urn. Oh, no, he's not even. He's in the plastic urn. He doesn't have a real urn yet my office.
I mean, fucking... What is Hardee's / Carl's Jr. do on a famous star? They got like three condiments going on. They got barbecue sauce and fucking mayonnaise and fucking maybe ketchup in there. And then
there's
got
to be a little ketchup, but you're right. Yeah,
they got
like
pickles
a barbecue
and relish.
Yeah, it's like, well, their sauce, it's kind of weird. Like, well, no, not a barbecue. Are you talking about on the
No, there
the
is
rodeo
barbecue
burger?
On the famous.
Oh, okay, on the star. So,
but there's so much mayonnaise, it's hard to tell, but.
But they also must have a little ketchup or something in there, too, huh?
I don't know. I guess we could look
it up. Or maybe it is just the barbecue sauce.
I think it's barbecue and mayonnaise.
It almost gives it a ketchup feel.
And then they put relish in there, which gives you a Thousand Island feel. When you mix barbecue and mayonnaise, it's similar to ketchup and mayonnaise. But
yeah, that's probably what it is.
A little bit extra. I don't know. Now I haven't had Carl's in like years now.
Their prices are crazy. Yeah. But Carl's is very good.
Carl's is the only one that I like will put up against In-N-Out, and people call me crazy. Where I'm like, no, you have to have it.
They're another one I feel that kind of did a Wendy's and like kind of fucked their fries. Like their fries aren't bad, but they like made them worse than they were.
I'm the type that I would rather get two burgers and no fries than fries isn't a deal breaker to me. Like I like a fry, but I guess I'm always poor, so I'm just like, give me more burgers.
Yeah, give me a burger.
And for eons, Carl's was running 2 for $5 or 2 for $6 or even 2 for $7.
Mm.
Famous stars or fucking.
But they don't do that
Western
shit no more now, right?
No, it's not even 1 for $7.
Well, that's like with fucking Burger King. They used to. I mean, back in the old days, they had the 99-cent Whopper. Wow. But then for a long time, they had the 2 for $5. Well, but now it's 2 for $5 Whopper Juniors.
A Whopper,
get out of my face.
A Whopper Junior for $5.
Two for $5. Get out
like
of my fucking face.
Insane. Fuck, I'm hungry now. But fuck, we should DoorDash some Carl's. Just eat sloppy Carl's on there. Carl's is the only burger with like the most mayonnaise ever, and it's so good. can't not get all the mayonnaise.
I usually don't like that either.
It's so much mayonnaise, and it's great. I love it. I love Carl's. I ate Whataburger, and I love Buc-ee's. Shout outs, Buc-ee's.
That's the dichotomy of you.
Yeah.
Well, fuck. I guess that's a part one, y'all. That's how part ones are done.
Woo.
I guess we'll watch a little of this horse shit. We'll be back.
Up for a fucking Oscar. You go, hey, you want to watch a shit TV show? Watch 90 Day Fiancé. We know what it is.
So what are you mad at? That people are having to spend money to watch
that? People told me it was a good movie, that it got nominated for an Oscar, and then I put it on expecting a fucking Oscar-worthy movie, and it was guys walking in just like,
hey, fucking Zinger, what do you want my six for? And then he's like, oh, hey, brother. Like, it was the fucking court. There was nothing. If you told me and you to sit in a fucking room and write Top Gun 2, there was nothing original about that movie. There's nothing that you go, wow, that, I didn't see that coming. That was interesting. Was there anything interesting about the whole movie?
How good Jennifer Connelly looks.
Exactly. This is my point.
She
this
looks
is
a, fantastic.
5 years from now, people are going to go, oh my God, we said that this should be fucking best movie ever because we were fucking coming out of
you
COVID in a fog.
It just, we were, but it made me happy. It made me happy.
Which
and
is,
you
that's
don't
fine.
Like those things.
No, it's fine. But then to say, hey, Oscar, best movie, putting it in the category of movies like Godfather and this, ashamed. It ruined the entire movie industry. That's it. I don't want to watch movies anymore. Top Gun made me hate movies. Garbage. Absolute fucking garbage. I can't believe the balls on everybody walking around. Oh, that's fucking good. Yeah, the last hour was fucking jets zooming in and out. That shit was fucking dope.
It was dope as fuck. Good.
So cool. The first hour was such a pile of trash.
Oh my God. What do you mean? Love seeing him get on the motorcycle, putting on the jacket. It
right,
just takes
is,
you back.
You could see, watch a million movies and go, oh, yeah, there's someone putting on a jacket. There's someone getting
but
on a motorcycle.
But they're not Tom Cruise. That's
but that,
why.
That doesn't get an Oscar. Hey, I sat on a fucking motorcycle. Oh,
it
let's
didn't hear. Win. It didn't win.
See what you did, Nadav? You didn't have a fucking memory lane and you made me trash Top Gun.
I have a memory lane ready for you.
Bring it
but
out.
Also, Top Gun was good.
Was
Top
good.
Gun fucks.
Yeah,
Top
of course
was
it was.
Good.
Yeah,
of course
it
was.
Solid.
Because you kids and your fucking scrolling TikTok kids. All day, you need to be fucking overstimulated.
I'm not on
garbage, that. Garbage movie.
I literally
I
don't
have, TikTok.
Have TikTok.
You're
so
3 years older than
it's me. That mentality. I'm not saying, I'm saying it's that thing of like, oh, this is good. Is yeah. that a fucking jet zoom?
I didn't no, look at know, my phone you know, once during that movie.
Here's the difference. Is I think most people went into that movie thinking it was going to be bad.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. If you go to a theater and see that, you walk out, you go, okay, that's cool. Once I haven't seen it and they go, Oscar, best movie, this, I'm going, oh my God, this is like the new fucking Godfather. Like, this is unbelievable. And then I watch it
Nobody
and some guy.
Definitely, you're the only person in the world that has compared Yeah. Top Gun Maverick to the Godfather.
No, as soon as you nominated for an Oscar for best film,
well,
that's what you're
not,
doing.
But of that year.
Come on, don't give me this shit. It was because it was Tom
you're
Cruise.
You're with me, right, guys?
And it was the fucking Scientology.
He is going off the rails
of course.
Right now.
Yeah, great taste.
One.
The Booth Boys, great. They're known for their fucking taste.
You know,
bunch
what, of taste you know
what's
crazy?
Back there.
The first scene, you're talking about the last hour was jets or whatever. The first scene was like Tom Cruise going like
That's
Mach
right.
9 in
yes.
the fucking jet. What are you talking about?
Yeah, when I was
Being
11
like
and I went to Universal
who
Studios.
Pushes the envelope and he's always going to go the... He's just that extra step. He's not going to listen to authority. They're setting it up that he is
well, I've never
still
seen that,
that
in a movie
guy.
Before.
No one is
it's
saying it's original.
But that's what
Nobody's...
you have to say. When you say this is the best movie of the year and you're saying it's not original?
Okay, first of all, I did not tell you it was the best movie of the
well,
year.
Well, I'm saying when you're doing this, that's what we're saying it up. I'm saying,
I think
hey,
who
no
you
one
should
said
be
it was
mad.
Original.
You should just be mad at whoever told you, hyped it up the way that they did.
The world. It was nominated for an Oscar for Best Film.
Well,
so wait a minute. So that's why you watch your movies because of what
no.
Emmys
that's
are telling
no,
you.
No, that's the expectation I have going in. When you if you list all the fucking movies that ever won Best Film, and then you list
Crocodile
Top Gun,
Dundee
well,
3, I think
it was never gonna win.
Yeah.
I think it's just more like honoring what it was doing at the time.
There you go.
Honoring what it was doing. Being fucking TikTok
getting people
for two
back
hours.
Into the movie theaters and out of their house.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Rob, I don't think Garbage. I've ever seen you be so wrong.
That's fine.
You're anti-American right
because,
now.
Listen,
you,
because
listen,
because I know because
do you like-
I know what good
this
taste
is. So
is.
Unpatriotic.
I know
of you.
What good taste is. I'm not even worried. Like everybody could tell me I'm wrong.
So
it's
you're
one of those
rooting
things where I'm like,
for the
I don't Russian. Care. Listen, there's a lot of times in my life where I go, here's my opinion. I don't know if it's wrong or right. I don't know this. I know Top Gun was trash. I don't care. Everybody could be like, you're wrong. You're this.
Then I'm a garbage person and I
when
like
you
it.
And I'm a garbage person. I watch 90 Day Fiancé because I go, hey, you want to see something that's trash? Yes, here. If somebody
but
said,
Top Gun Maverick is not trash.
If somebody said, hey, you know what? Top Gun, it's a fucking goofy, silly shit show, but it reminds you of back in the day and it's this. I would have put it on. I would have been like, you know, that was pretty good. When you're going, hey, Oscars? The Oscars?
I didn't know you were such an Oscar.
Best movie of the year. Look at it. Oh, my God. There is. And then you go, well, no, it said it was original.
It is.
Not. By the way, it's all fine. I don't have a problem with it. When you're saying Oscar best movie, I'm just repeating myself now. But listen, it's fucking trash. Well, when you put it in that caliber.
I'm not recommending anything to you anymore. It would be, Jamie. Because I'm scared for the state of our friendship.
Here we go. It makes for pot. When you, it would be like saying, oh my God, my son's football team. They're a great football team, right? But then it's like, yeah, but you don't put them in the fucking NFL. The same rate. You could say, hey, Top Gun was cool. It's good. You fun. But popcorn said, duh, fucking turn your brain off for a minute. But when you go, hey, my son's football team should be in the NFL. And then they go and they get fucking concussions because you're like, no, they shouldn't be here. Top Gun should have never been in the fucking talk of best film of the year Oscar. Like that's, I used to look at that statue and I'm like, man, that really means something.
I have never disagreed with you more. Like in a way where I just feel like you're going way too far with this.
Garbage. It's because Nadav didn't have a fucking memory lane.
This is my fault. This is the talk.
It's our fault.
This is already in the plan to talk about Top Golf. You were planning to get this.
Top Golf is better than Top Gun. Even you know Top Golf is better.
Speaking of,
I don't even fucking play golf.
Let's go do Top Golf.
I don't even golf. They say golf, right? Top Golf better than Top Gun.